I think I'm right in saying that you did get back together with the guys towards the end of last year.
New Year's Eve, yeah.
That was obviously a one-off in the States. It was in your hometown, wasn't it, in Portland?
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah, we were invited by a promoter there that was doing, he does this yearly event, and he asked us if we wanted to play at the end of 2012. And I firmly believe that the Mayans' prediction about an energy shift happening, I mean, a lot of people turn that into this doomsday thing at the end of the world. It was never supposed to be about that. It was really just about a time loop circling around to where planets align. And the same thing that happens when you're born, depending on where the moon is at, you know, these star signs people talk about, determines a lot about whether you're stubborn or not. It has a lot to do with the gravitational pull of where you were born, what time you were born, and what year. In the end of 2012, a lot of planets aligned in our solar system and in our galaxy that had a big gravitational pull, according to the, some readings about the Mayans' predictions. And so when I was asked to do this network reunion, I've been asked for a number of years to do it, and I never thought it would be possible to do. But it made sense then. It felt like, you know, this is 25 years since we got our record deal. Why don't we bring in the new year of celebrating the fact that the world didn't end? Let's do that together. And it was nice. We had a great time. We're going to do some more shows now because of it.
Excellent. Do you think we'll ever see the Dan Reed Network back in the UK?
Yeah, we're playing in the UK on October 12th for this festival called Enchanted. It's a new festival. It's just starting out. It's in north of London in Essex County. Mm-hmm. But it's this beautiful manor house in Greenwood Inn, it's called, with a great big marquee. And they asked the DME Network to headline there, so we're going to do that.
Hey, that sounds really exciting, actually, yeah. I get this idea that you're a little bit of an Anglophile now, because you do talk it quite regularly, don't you? And you're used to the idea of England and, you know, going to different venues and places.
Yeah,
you know,
I do.
Which is a big change, probably, from the back in the days, you know, back in the late 80s.
Yeah,
you were doing like big arenas, weren't you, really?
Yeah, that we were doing some clubs and stuff as well. But you know, we played Download year before last or last year, and I enjoyed that. Still, I still like playing. We played Sweden Rock 2 years in a row, so I like playing the big festivals. But I really am enjoying playing smaller, intimate gigs, and it's just you can connect with everybody in the room, and when you play for 5,000-6,000 people, something like that, it's very difficult to connect to everybody. I find it difficult.
Mm-hmm.